got some money to spend tonight.
It is one of our favorite parts of our finally Friday morning. We get to talk with Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar, find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region over the weekend. Jonathan, happy finally Friday.
Same to you, Renee. It's a good day for a Friday.
It is. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yep, without a doubt. It's a good day, and it's also the first Friday in August.
That's right.
That means a lot of stuff happening tonight and a lot of stuff happening over the weekend as well. But I'll jump right in, because first Friday means art walks, where local galleries across the region are staying open late tonight to open new shows, have live demonstrations, give you a chance to get some food and some shopping in. And it's a great night to be out on the town.
Right.
And so the art walks will take place in downtown Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, and Manitou Springs from around 5 to 8 p.m. for the most part. Those three concurrent art walks comprise the creative corridor along Colorado and Manitou Avenue. And to help you get around to all those different places to see great art and have a fun evening, there is a free shuttle bus.
Nice.
That goes around between the three municipalities. It has 9 stops along the route, including Cottonwood Center for the Arts, the Fine Arts Center, and the Manitou Arts Center. The 2 buses make a continuous loop between downtown Colorado Springs and Old Colorado City, and the 3rd bus makes a loop between Old Colorado City and Manitou Springs. All you have to do is park near a shuttle bus location, hop on, hop off at your leisure. Did I mention it's free?
free is good.
Yeah. Yep. And the other fun thing is that there are local artists and performers that are along on the bus with you to both guide you and entertain you, perhaps. So grab your friends, your family, your significant others, your insignificant others, whoever you might want to bring with you for a night out. And before you go, check peakradar.com/firstfriday. You can download the map, the schedule, everything you might need to have a fun first Friday in those three areas.
It's a big event.
But that's not all.
No, yes. It's not all.
Yeah, it's a great event. tomorrow is the World Dance Festival. Tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Lon Chaney Theater in the City Auditorium, downtown Colorado Springs. So that, as the name would imply, is a visual treat of vibrant cultural and traditional dances from around the world, including Brazilian samba, Native American dance, Egyptian, African dance, and more. So all sorts of dancing tomorrow evening. Tomorrow at 7 as well at the Ent Center is the American Patriots Veterans Benefit Concert, sponsored by local Peak Military Care Network, produced by Doyle Combs and the 17-piece American Patriots Big Band, which is made up of mostly former and active members of the Armed Forces. The show will consist of music from the 40s, 50s, 60s, along with all sorts of other patriotic music and stuff going on at the Ent Center. Up in Woodland Park is the 34th Annual Mountain Arts Festival at the Ute Pass Cultural Center. That's tomorrow and Sunday from right around 10 a.m. to 4 or 5 p.m. So incredible and unique works of art, and maybe great shopping if you're looking for something. Poetry, painting, woodworking, jewelry, photography, metalwork, glass. If there's an artist medium, they have it up in Woodland Park. Good chance to get into the mountains.
Yeah.
And then 2 more. The People's Tiny House Festival is this weekend at Pikes Peak International Raceway, today through Sunday. It's an international festival where tiny house builders from around the country are invited to display their models for sale.
Wow.
So there will be vendors and food trucks, but also panel discussions, live music, and all sorts of celebrations of simple living, including tiny houses, converted vans, container homes, and converted school buses.
Wow.
So a fun weekend at the raceway. And then finally, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame is celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. And so on Tuesday at the Hall of Fame, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., there will be things happening. 9 a.m. to 4, obviously check out the museum, but there are all sorts of kids' activities. The Pikes Peak Rangerettes and a world champion trick roper will be performing. And then in the evening from 4 to 8, there's, of course, more continuing activities and also a free concert from country band Narrow Gauge.
Nice.
And then one fun fact for this, Renee, is that they are having 1979 throwback pricing for admission. So adults are $2.50 and kids are $1.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, yeah, if you haven't been to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, their 40th anniversary is a great time to do it.
Absolutely. Well, and I know there's so much other stuff going on this weekend. Jonathan, best place to go, really, the Peak Radar website.
Yep, details for all that are at the updated peakradar.com, and you can explore other events if none of that caught your fancy.
you know what? I was just sitting there going, huh, which one do you choose? Because there's so much.
Multiple.
Multiple. That's exactly right. Love it.
Send different parts of your family to different ones so that they can report back about how it went. I don't know.
That's actually a great idea. Okay, you go to the dance festival. You go to the tiny home thing. Yeah, it works out great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Jonathan.
Plan made.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, map it out. Do that. Jonathan, always great talking to you. You have a fantastic Finally Friday and weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
You too, Renee. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks so much. It is 7:42 now, KRDO's Morning News.